I'm speaking to Fokhard Vintfor from Der Spiegel, who is in Cairo, has been based there for many years. Could you describe what you're seeing today in the city?
Well, as a matter of fact, I went around certain places. This time, most of the Tahrir have been everywhere there, not yet in Tahrir. Well, I would say I saw a burnt-out mall next to the skyscrapers, headquarters of Orascom Company, the Egyptian billionaires of the famous Sawiris family, and a lot of different barriers, some apparently well erected by official security services of different services. Some look to me as if it would be policemen. Well, I know this country since 1955. But there were others who I could not easily identify. From here to, let's say, yes, to the Mbaba Railway Bridge, there's a distance of about on the eastern Nile Corniche, of about 4 kilometers, there were exactly 16, control points. And not always very nice and kind, but as soon as they learned and found out that I'm not Egyptian, their behavior became extremely polite and different. I must say that. That is a fact.
Okay.
So I did not use my Arabic at first glance because that would might probably had prolonged the procedure, if you want to call it that. I do think that today is a day where I would not advise many colleagues of our wonderful profession to stroll around streets without being having informed themselves how secure this street or that square is. As before my office, which is only 4 kilometers from Marriott, that's for time being, I even booked a room. I had to flee from a room. Some people were shot at. Some say two were killed. I do not know. I do not wait for such experiences. But I would say, in spite of the fact that there are 6 banks where my office is, and the German Arab and the American Chamber of Commerce and the Japanese Chamber of Commerce, so quite safe. And the mammoth embassy of Qatar, no one police car, not one army tank. So that's merely an invitation to those who are frightening us and the people around.
Because there have been reports of journalists being targeted, haven't there? What have you...
No, I have the contrary, quite the contrary experience. Oh. Yesterday I went about 50 kilometers through the northern Cairo, and I saw really scenes which it would take too much time to describe, but no, definitely not. But maybe because I speak Arabic like the Arabs do, and sometime I'm lucky I get the right phrase which you use, not just a phrase, the right formula to use, it went quite fine. But xenophobia, no, I must be really frank, I did not see at all. Mm-hmm. And journalism, no, not at all. But of course, I know, sometimes you cannot control your nerves, me included. And that I would not advise any of our colleagues to count on a very positive reaction if you show that.
Yes. And what about the army's role today? They were seen as standing back yesterday. Are they more involved today, trying to stop violence?
Yes, definitely. I see that it's somewhat slow, as I say, but after all, visible even change of, I wouldn't say mood, but of attitude, which may lead to a changing mood after all, you know. So, yes, I dare say. For example, the museum now does no longer depend on volunteers, youngsters, or even elders, like myself to secure it. So the army took positions in a quite convincing form, which was not the case before. This in itself is something, but there are rumors, and of course one cannot depend on rumors, but rumors have their certain value, saying that there is a certain split in the command, army command, which I cannot subscribe. But I would not exclude that there is some reason for such a rumor. At least the direct answer to a good question that you put, yes, I have the feeling the army is much more inclined to go into action in order to, well, prevent further worsening of the already bad situation.
Yes. And so what happens next? Obviously, you say the army are kind of stepping in to prevent the situation worsening, but what can we expect tomorrow and in coming days, particularly with regard to President Mubarak?
Well, the very fact that today starts direct contact, I wouldn't speak yet of negotiations. They may develop into negotiations between the opposition, and we have very unclear and contradicting information who participates in this opposition and the government. I mean, it will most probably be in the last end the army command, although officially it will not be announced like that. I know these tactics, which I understand after all. But one thing is for sure, Mr. Baradei is not being considered the leader of the opposition. And he ran into certain trouble. I make this point clear because quite a few people, especially those who are not very well acquainted with Egyptian, well, let's say society, there, well, very special position in such situations. We had such situations before. Not completely comparable, but we had the hunger strike in hunger riots on the 18th and 19th January 1977, when many people were killed by the army and the police. I witnessed it all. So it does happen from time to time. So, well, to make it short, yes, I think we have to wait what this opposition delegation will do. Delegation, by the way, is to be translated to Arabic by the word waft, whatever that means. So, yeah, well, to be very frank, I do think that there is a certain tendency to, well, to motivate, activate, to get in terms through the waft party much more than Baradei, for reasons which I don't think I need to explain.
Okay, and just finally, Foucault, what in terms of protests? I mean, does it look likely people will remain days to come?
I cannot predict because they themselves wouldn't know what they will do. But this depends on two factors, main factors. They fall into factors, but the main factor is what the outcome of these contact and probable the negotiations between the opposition speakers or the opposition speaker will look like, or in which direction they do go, and if they continue at all, and of course we must definitely know. I guess the other factor is the position of the president himself. So at any rate, I do think that we are expecting interesting news this evening, most probably tomorrow morning. I'm sorry, I have to excuse myself on this point because I'm called upon.
No problem at all. Thank you very much, Foucault.
You're most welcome.